Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And also, wellness check. We did hear from Nick yesterday. Not that he's doing well. James Franklin may kill that man. All right, 3 o'clock. I will get to your phone calls. We still got people who want to rant about Big Noon Kickoff. I have to take it to the Tigers whiteboard. And I need to know if you'd like an eraser. Now, let me start here at 303. I want to make sure we state things very clearly for the court records. That way you can go back and listen and read them. It's very simple. We're going to judge the Tigers not on what they say, but what they do. But all we have right now is what they're saying. Another day, another piece, another comment. Free Press, Petzold, Scott Harris. The Detroit Tigers have a plan at the shortstop position. The plan involves Harvey Baez. Editorial, it's Javi, but I refuse to call the man by his name. If all goes as planned, Baez and Trey Sweeney will share the shortstop position in a platoon. Quote, it makes sense on a whiteboard, President of Baseball Ops Scott Harris said at the GM meetings in San Antonio. We'll see how they perform and how they respond. First thing, got to get Javi healthy for it to even be a possibility. I feel better about the shortstop position now than I did as recently as 5 months ago. Close quote. Whoa, buddy. So here's what I want to do.
This ain't real.
No. Hold on. Fair is the F word we like most. So here's how I want to approach this. Rather than just have people get all bent out of shape because of the mere mention of Harvey, I want to take the things that are being said and I want to put them together like a holiday gift basket. We don't have what they're going to do. The only thing we're going to judge on at the end of this is what they do. I don't know that this is happening, but this is what he said on record at the GM meetings. Okay? With a straight face. They want to take the most hated athlete in Detroit. And up until his injury, a man who was on pace to put up the single worst OPS in the modern era of professional baseball, a man who had a -8 defensive run saved, a man who hurt you every time he took the field. And they want to use him as a platoon with Trey Sweeney. Now, I am only left to think one thing, which is they refuse to write a check to buy him out. Sorry, that's what I have to be led to. However, you have Harvey still a part of the team. You have don't want to sign any free agents to term. Want a one-year arm. Guys, with everything you're hearing from your Detroit Tigers, are these words killing whatever good vibes we had from the miraculous, and make no mistake, it was miraculous playoff run, because they've killed mine. Now, again, it is only what they're saying. What you say and what you do are two different things, but guys, they're not saying anything I like. from not wanting to commit to anything over 3 or 4 years with a bat, well, that takes you out of any legitimate bat we've all discussed. Takes you out of a Santander. It takes you out of an Alonso. It takes you out of a Bregman. You might be able to get Christian Walker, but you're going to bid against the Yankees for it. Does that give you good feelings? Probably not. 1 year arm. All right. Well, then I guess we're just going to go back to the Lethal Weapon 3 Lorenzen bin. Okay. A shortstop platoon of Harvey. Well, that means you're not buying Harvey out. I mean, again, I'm careful with this. I'm only going to judge them on what they do. But we are not going to sit here for 30 days, 45 days, 60 days, and just let it play out. We got to talk about it. Guys, what is your faith that at the end of this, this team's going to have an offseason, we all look at each other and go, okay, this is good. Here's a quote from Scott Harris. This is truly remarkable here. I'm sorry. But I would need him. Like, I would have to be polygraphed to say this. If he comes back and he can rotate the way he did, certainly in Chicago with the Cubs, from 2014 to 21, that guy's dead. He's dead. He's one of the ghosts that Bill Murray met in Scrooged. Dead. There's a role for him on this team. We're just focused on trying to get him healthy first and seeing what a greater ability to rotate will do to his swing. What on earth? I think our team is better positioned for him with the addition of Trey Sweeney and a bunch of left-handed bats in the infield. It means there's a real role for a right-handed bat that can play anywhere in the infield. Guys, anybody out there? Anybody? I'll pretend I'm doing radio at 3 a.m. Is anybody out there? Rico, you can't possibly expect fans.
No, you can't.
You can't. That's insulting.
What you just told fans, and you said it so eloquently. We don't want to cut a check.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to figure out a way to rebrand him.
That's what it feels like, sounds like.
Right. He's going to be platoon. We're going to have... Remember what... Hey, coming from the team that Frankenstein third base knew this season... Frankenstein, part two.
So here's the totality.
The shortstop.
Here's the totality. As we sit here on November 13th with what Rico just said, Baez is going to be a part of this team. Oh, we got a platoon. There's a role for him here because now, hey, look, we got all these lefties. He could be a right-handed bat. One-year pitcher. Well, that takes you out of getting anybody we care about. And we don't want to sign any term with free agents. It's the Iser plan. None of these things align with... Hot damn, it's time for us to go out and win the World Series.
Right, because this works if there was a big ticket item. I mean, like a Shohei Ohtani type, a Juan Soto type of item that you're purchasing and you're saying, okay, guys, we can't afford anything else, so we're going to have to make do, but we gave you this. Except for they're not giving us this. It's Thanksgiving dinner with a bunch of side dishes.
Ready for this? Petzl just puts it out there. They're not buying him out. Quote, there's a relative scarcity of shortstops out there, Scott Harris said. A lot of teams are looking for shortstops right now. The best version of Javi can still really help us. There's still a role for him on this team. I'm going to throw the number out rather than erupt. I don't think that serves anyone. Because once again, I can't turn myself into a pretzel on what he's saying. I have to wait until I see what he's doing. But the very idea that he is setting the dinner table and putting a seat and a place setting for Javi Baez, it is beyond insulting. Beyond insulting. You have a payroll that is the better part of $90 million under league average. And what you're telling me, inadvertently, what you're not saying, but what I'm gleaning from the comments is, we're not going to cut a check. And open up. Here's some more Javi. But I'm full. Open sesame. Here comes the airplanes. Javi. But I'm full. Javi. I don't want a bum at shortstop. Javi.
No. I don't have Javi. Here's a little helping of Javier.
Javier. See, you guys know him as Harvey. We want to introduce you to Javi. No, they're the same. No, they're not. This one has electrolytes. 248-539-9797.
It's like Brando.
Can I hear from the people here? Here's the other problem, guys. You can't even act like Baez is a good defensive player. He's not. And you can't act like Sweeney's a good defensive player. He's average. So you're openly telling your fans, we'll just have an abyss at short. Because we won't write a check. That's what it sounds like, feels like, looks like. So when you put the comments together, why am I supposed to be nice to this team? Why am I supposed to allow people to defend this owner and Scott Harris? See, if you want a small market baseball team, you can have that. I don't want that. I'm not a bad person for not wanting that. This isn't a small market. This isn't Tampa, who doesn't have a stadium. This isn't Oakland, who's going to be playing at the Cal Expo Rodeo. This isn't Cincinnati or Pittsburgh. This is a high-end, middle market, low-end, big market. It's a wonderful sports town. I think that what I'm hearing, it disgusts me. But I will attempt to show personal growth in the name of you, the listener, and my guys here with the show. And I want to try to be mature. I'm not going to melt down. But this is disgusting. If this is true. If this is true. 1 year arm. Short-term bat. Won't buy Javi out. Even better, open up. Here's Javier. It's short. The fact that I may have to look at Javier Baez on this baseball team and the fact that Scott Harris thinks we are stupid enough to accept rotation and he can be valuable. What metric would he be valuable? -8 defensive runs saved? A guy who hasn't been able to hit in years? A guy who's gotten progressively worse here? This team made the playoffs, Rico. Miraculous or not, they did it. And instead of wanting to take the next step, I feel like I'm at one of your stupid swap shops. The rest of the league is at Neiman Marcus, and here's Rico buying a boombox, a parakeet, and a copy of Spider-Man 1. I leave it to you guys. No. 248-539-9797. Rico, David, Kenny, you guys figure out what to say because I've said everything I have to. Be curious. I'm curious to know what the hell they're doing.
I have no idea, but we'll talk about that next. Mm-hmm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.